USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling on his Democratic colleagues to step up and do more to keep a public health policy in place. It's being used to expedite deportations at the southern border.
We hear Democrats on the other side of the aisle say that we should not lift it. They have the ability to say more than just words. They can vote.
He's one of about a dozen Republican lawmakers in the Texas border city of Eagle Pass on Monday, getting a briefing from law enforcement as well as landowners. Twitter is no longer going to be a publicly traded company if Elon Musk becomes the owner. Twitter saying shareholders will get just over $54 a share as part of the transaction, which means the deal is worth about $44 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Another COVID funding package is on the table as lawmakers return from a two-week recess. Senate negotiators are close to a final agreement on a $10 billion package to continue federal funding for vaccines, treatments, and testing. The White House calls it an urgent necessity. President Biden originally asked for more than $22 billion. China is continuing to work hard to revitalize its economy.
China has announced it's bringing back coal-fired power plants as the ruling Communist Party tries to revive a struggling economy. Official plans call for boosting coal production capacity by 300 million tons this year. That's equal to 7% of last year's output of 4.1 billion tons, which is an increase of nearly 6% over 2020.
Wall Street beginning the week on a positive note. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 238 points to close at 3449. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Youth leagues across America are facing shortages of umpires and referees as warm weather settles in. As older and experienced referees retire, coaches say there are fewer people willing to step up to the plate and help. While most umpires are paid per game, hours are limited and there can be costs for equipment. The cost of travel is also an obstacle as gas prices continue to rise.
Every year, about half of our referees that we actually certify that year will actually quit by the end of the season.
Jennifer Pfeiffer, executive director for the Alabama Soccer Association, that audio courtesy of CBS 42 in Birmingham. Pfeiffer continues by saying adjustments are being made across the state when it comes to tournaments.
We just had a huge tournament in Alabama and Birmingham. They had 178 teams. Well, normally in some of the age groups, we have three referees, but we only used one referee per field.
General Motors says it'll produce an electrified Chevy Corvette next year. GM President Mark Royce also stating an all-electric version was also in the automaker's future. Talk of an electric version of the iconic sports car is nothing new, as President Biden mentioned he had dibs to drive the first one back in 2021. The world's oldest person has died at the age of 119. Kane Tatanka passed away on April 19th in Japan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.